Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. This is the No Spin News for Thursday, July 30th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Okay. I don't really know what to tell you about this lead story today. I've been thinking about it. President Trump tweets out this morning that perhaps the presidential election in November should be delayed. That's not going to happen. There's no reason for him to suggest that it happen. Yet he does it anyway, giving his enemies the weekend to hit him with rocks every hour on the hour. Why? Why does the president continue to do this when it hurts him, but not only him? It hurts all of us who understand that if the radical left achieves power through a doddering Joe Biden, our country is going to vanish. So it's more than just Donald Trump. And I just, for the life of me, cannot understand why he can't understand that these things hurt him and traditional America. Put it on the screen. With universal mail-in voting, the president tweets, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. So he's talking about COVID. Okay? That a lot of people are afraid to go to the polls to vote. There is no question that mail-in voting is easier to corrupt than in-person polling, where you go to the poll and you vote. There's no question about that. Anybody who denies that is lying to you. However, each state makes its own rules, overseen by the Federal Election Commission. And you would assume that the FEC understands what each state is doing. So, for example, in Washington state, for years, they have had mail-in voting. And you can just vote it, put it in the envelope, go to the polling place, drop it in. That's a form of mail-in voting. Others allow you to put a stamp, put it in, and you send it. And that's a recipe for disaster. As we saw in Florida, okay, time after time after time. So I understand Donald Trump's frustration. I understand it. But there is a system in place, and no one is going to allow President Trump to disrupt the system on speculation. Okay? No one. He's not going to be able to do it. So why bother with this? Why not beef up the Federal Election Commission and monitor what they're doing? And then if you see a specific state that is out of control or doesn't have the proper mechanisms, then you can go in. But I'll tell you what, I know many of you watching me now are Trump supporters, and you understand the big picture, that it's not all about Donald Trump. It's about the country, as I laid out earlier this week. But this hurts his chances, because you know what the anti-Trump forces are going to do with it. I don't want traditional America to be demolished. I don't want that. That will hurt me and you, all of our children, all of our grandchildren, if that happens. And it could happen. And the guy that's standing in the way of it happening is tweeting, maybe we want to delay the election. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast. where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, you may have followed the big Washington hearings on the high-tech companies, Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, and they all were in front of the House Judiciary Committee. It's a big story, important story, that's not getting covered properly. First, let's take a positive look. So the Google CEO is named Sundar Pichai. There's Sundar. He got a petition, 1,600 Google employees, all right, calling for the company to cancel contracts with the police that protect Google buildings and Google people. Cancel them. We don't like the police, say these 1,600 Google employees. Here's the quote. Google is profiting off these racist systems, and we believe this means Google is part of the problem. This is the nuts that sent Mr. Pichai the petition. Now, many CEOs would have said, oh, yeah, okay, all right. We're not going to have any more police. All right, how many colleges have done that? University of Massachusetts did it. Okay, and I could give you 20 more. But not Mr. Pichai. He says, you know what? We're not canceling police contracts. Good for you. So the highlight of this tech hearing in the Judiciary Committee yesterday was Jim Jordan. Now, let me just put this into some kind of context. Jim Jordan is a very rabid Republican. He's conservative, but he's more of a Republican. Very strong Trump supporter. He's a guy that never wears a jacket, former wrestling coach, very confrontational. His soundbite yesterday was pretty darn interesting. We'll take.
I'll just cut to the chase. Big tech's out to get conservatives. That's not a suspicion. That's not a hunch. That's a fact. July 20th, 2020, Google removes the homepages of Breitbart and the Daily Caller. Just last night, we learned Google has censored Breitbart so much traffic has declined 99%. June 16th, 2020, Google threatens to demonetize and ban the Federalists. April 19th, 2020, Google and YouTube announce a policy censoring the content that conflicts with recommendations of the World Health Organization. Now think about that. The World Health Organization, the organization that lied to us, the organization that shielded for China. And if you contradict something they say, they can say whatever they want. They can lie for China. They can shield for China. You say something against them, you get censored.
All right, so this is a big problem, a growing problem. And this comes, again, back to the presidential election. If Biden is elected, nothing will happen to the big tech companies, the social media companies. In fact, they'll have more censorship there of conservative opinion. That's what will happen. Trump gets reelected. Congress is going to have to take a hard look at standards of behavior, and they will, on the social media operations because they are so powerful. They can shape public opinion and they can swing elections. Social media can swing elections. If your voice isn't heard and the other voice is promoted, who do you think's going to win? Particularly with younger voters. So Congress has got to start to regulate this stuff. This isn't like a local newspaper, even a national newspaper, even a national network. Social media is much more powerful than any media outfit. So that's what this is all about. I'm keeping a close eye on it. Roll the spot, and we'll be right back. All right, here's the final thought of the day. 5 more weeks of summer. You know, when I was a kid, because my birthday is in early September, I hated my birthday. Because it coincided with going back to school. And of course, I never wanted to go back to school. And August was a bad month because it was a month before you had to go back to school in New York. So 5 more weeks of summer. And I got a lot of friends, you know, they were going to go on trips and I got to get out to California. I mean, I got to get out there. I don't know when I'm going to do that, but I got so many things I got to do in California. How do you make the most out of the 5 weeks? First of all, you got a car. Gas is cheap. So you look at a map around maybe 200, 300 miles of where you are. Someplace that you haven't been. You know, I send people up to the Adirondacks in New York State. Places up there need to help. Beautiful this time of year. Lakes and mountains, hiking, and, you know, good food. You just drive it. And you're there. No COVID in the Adirondacks. I don't think it's allowed. Governor Cuomo banned it. Or you go to northern New England. Okay, to Maine, the Maine coast. I know there's a shark out there, but you know what? Water's too cold anyway. You can swim in a lake or this and that. Anywhere around where you are, all right? And you throw the urchins in there, or you take your parents, your old elderly parents, or whatever you may do. But do something. You got 5 weeks. Do something fun. Plan it out. This is a time where you can get reservations. You can do what you want. But just don't sit there and moan. All right. Summer is a great season. All right. I'm taking advantage. This weekend, I'm in the ocean almost all the time. And if the sharks want to tussle, I'm ready. I'm ready for them. There's no sharks where I am because the water is so turbulent and you got to know what you're doing in there. You're going to wind up in Portugal. But anyway, my final thought of the day is I want you to enjoy the last 5 weeks of summer, but you got to plan. Thank you for watching. We'll see you soon.